And we'll check in with Marty Griffin coming up in just a few minutes. And right now, via video, you can see on the radio, kdkradio.com, our streaming. We're going to introduce you to, she is the Assistant Director of Public Safety and the head of the Office of Community Health and Safety. And Camila, help me with your last name.
My last name is a product of being Latina and marrying a Yinzer. So it's a Latina and a Polish name mixed together. So it's Alarcon Chilecki.
All right. Well, that's great. Married to a Yinzer. We appreciate you coming on this morning. I know this is a very sensitive subject for a lot of different reasons, but when, and the vernacular is decommission one of the tent camps in the city. So let's talk about the one that as of 5 o'clock today, the people who have been living there and hanging out there must vacate. Where exactly is this spot?
Yeah, this is a camp on Grand Street, and it's, I think, the most prominent one that you can see when you're coming into the city. It has had probably at some point like 10 tents, but it's right on Grand Street when you're turning onto Fort Pitt Boulevard.
Yeah, I've seen that. And you describe this as decommissioning only happens as a last resort. So what got it to this point?
Right. So this is a camp that we have been working, trying to support for almost a year, and have really increased our services in the past 6 months to ensure that we could support the residents living there with trash collection services. I have two teams in my office. That one is an unhoused outreach group that will go there every single day. And then I have the core response unit, which will check on them on a weekly basis, trying to get people connected to housing, people connected to recovery services, people connected to different street medicine, whatever they might need. So we've been really trying to support this camp. I know from the police side, they have seen an increase of criminal activity and drug activity. At one point, we were getting from the residents within the camp that work really closely with us, really concerning reports about human trafficking and sexual violence against women, and larger scale of drug dealing and drug distribution. So it finally got to a point where, as I said, decommissioning is the last resort, but where these criminal activities were really affecting not only the residents living there, but also the community at large. Additionally, with the human waste and garbage, that can really pose a public health risk for the people living in the camp, but also the neighbors of the buildings surrounding the camp.
How many camps are within the city limits at last count?
We work with different places that might be considered encampments. I would say that we currently have a couple of encampments along the two trails, and then a couple of camps that have always historically existed in the city for, I would say, like decades. But I would just say that total number of homeless people in Allegheny County, from the different outreach numbers and the count that the county does, we have between 150 and 200 people who are unhoused. So that's not like an extreme number if we compare it to similar cities who have like Seattle, like 10,000 homeless people, who Seattle is a similar city to us, or Philadelphia. So it's a manageable number.
When this encampment is decommissioned today at 5 o'clock, don't they just go to another place? Or is there help with them finding a place?
Yes. So we have offered, there were 12 people. We've been really collaborating with the county to do early morning calls to really see how many people are there, because there's a lot of fluctuation of people coming in and coming out and determining who's actually living there. There were 12 people who are living there. Every single person got an offer of shelter. I would mention also that 4 out of the people living there have actual housing, and we've we've been able to get people single room occupancy to have accepted shelter beds. So we have been able to connect people to housing service. Allegheny Link has been at the camp Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, doing assessments, doing intakes so that people could either go into the shelter of their choice or into single room occupancy, or make sure that they're getting their housing case manager from whatever housing list they are.
Mila, what do you tell the business owners who are nearby that say, look, this has been going on a long time, this affects our customers, and we don't want people frightened to come, you know, to our businesses for service or products?
Yes, we work closely with the businesses and the hotels in the surrounding area. So I have shared my own personal number if they ever need anything, if they ever have any concern. Commander Novacell has been also doing amazing work outreaching there, increasing patrol. I would like to mention that there's an important distinction, and that we've seen specifically in this camp occur, that a lot of people that you wouldn't expect are coming into the camp to purchase drugs that are not unhoused. So I know that sometimes there's a perception that unhoused people bring these criminal activities. It's really the bad actors coming into the camps and victimizing the people. And people are coming that you wouldn't even expect coming in and out of the camps to engage in this criminal activity. So I think it's important to separate those two things.
Camelia Alarcon Chalecki, who is the Assistant Director of Public Safety and the head of the Office of Community Health and Safety, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you so much.